Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com. All right. Mornings of Lone Star here at Lone Star Community Radio. Like I said, at 9 o'clock, we're going to have a special guest in the studio because we're going to talk about this weekend's Year of the Dragon. So in the studio with me is Santa. What are you? Oh, no. I've known you for so long, Son. I'm so sorry. Song Chang is in the studio.
What's going on,
guys? Did I say that right?
Yes, you did. Son Chang.
So if you don't know who Son is, Son used to have a show here, and he failed to be a great radio host. Just kidding. This guy's the busiest dude in Conroe. If you don't know who Son is, he is the, or his family, is the mafia of the noodles. And I'm just kidding. Dragon Ball C, and you got Taste the Asian, and you also have Cafe Nampang.
Yep, Cafe Nampang.
Dude, I got that.
You did.
Boom. If you guys haven't heard of any of these places, I'm going to put all the links to them below. They're all in Conroe, all serve delicious food. A good variety and a twist. That's one thing I love about the ideas that you create, your family creates with these restaurants. It's a twist. So it's not your normal noodle bar. It's not your normal Asian food truck. It's not your normal coffee shop.
Yeah.
So, but what you're doing here is we're talking about Year of the Dragon, which you do a lot of events at different one of y'all's locations. And this time you're doing it at Dragon Bowl C in downtown Conroe. If people don't know where that is, just think of the Corner Pub. The Corner Pub's been there, what, for like 30 years, I feel like?
Yep.
And it's kind of connected to the Corner Pub. Oh, it is technically connected to the Corner Pub. But you guys are going to take over the street and celebrate the Chinese New Year?
That's right.
Is that what this is for?
Yep, the Lunar New Year.
So I have no idea what the Lunar New Year is.
Honestly, it's just a coming into the new year. You
okay.
I mean, like, I'm Cambodian. Our new year starts in April. You know what I mean?
Why does everyone have a weird new... Is it just like a thing that happened?
I think it's an Asian thing. I don't know. We don't know how to count.
Is it a different calendar?
Years. I think so.
But see, what I love about what you guys at Dragon Bowl is you try to get the community to come and celebrate different things. And so you're going to have this event, and you're blocking off the streets.
Yep.
And you're going to have all sorts of things out there. So what is the top thing? Are people getting dressed up?
The top thing is the lion dance, because
yeah, you had that last year.
We did have it last year. It was the first time ever that Conroe has experienced a lion dance. Usually to see something like that, you probably have to go south from here to Houston, to where Chinatown is, or a big Asian community, and they'll have the lion dance there, bringing good fortune, just try to bless the people in the community there. So we try to take that and bring it here to Conroe, because Conroe doesn't have a lot of stuff like that, you know what I mean? So we were trying to introduce that to Conroe along with other events.
You have videos. I know, like, if you're very active on social media, so if people check out Dragon Ball C, you're going to see a bunch of videos. I'm going to try to play one. Which one do you want me to play? Do you want to play?
You pick one. Do a little roulette. Yeah, that one right there. Like I said, we have a great
this
team.
One? All right, I'm going to try to full screen it for our YouTube, Facebook folks, but let me see if I can get some audio for it. Is there audio? Yeah, there is.
There is, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's who we're bringing right there.
So this kind of gives you a preview
of what to expect.
Yeah. So it's this Saturday, and it starts at night, right? Like 6
it's
p.m.?
6 p.m. to 9 p.m., yes. Yeah.
Man, who does these videos? These are intense.
So I got to give a big shout-out to our team. You know what I mean? We have a marketing team, graphic designer, and all that.
Intense,
big shout-out
man.
To Carlos. Gentleman Design. We got Hearsay Digital, who is our photographer, and he does our marketing for us. And then after that, Gio Mendez from Happy Lens Media, who does the video editing and everything. So we got the graphic guy, we got the photography.
Oh, man.
And we sent it over to Gio, who put it all together for us. So big shout out
to
Gio. Yeah, man, they're amazing. We're happy to have them to be a part of the family, a part of the team, you know. I think for any business,
that's
you have
one
to
thing
have
you are really big on is team.
Yes,
it's weird. It's a little too corporate for me.
You think that's corporate?
When you use words like team members,
okay, family.
See, but
like Toretto, Dom Toretto,
yeah,
family. You know what I mean?
Love family.
Family.
I love it, dude. I know. No, I'm saying that as a compliment, because I do. I've known you for so long, and I follow you on social media, and the way you treat your staff And especially when I go to Dragon Ball Z.
They'll tell me they hate me. They see me come in and they stand up. No, I'm just playing. They're not like
well,
that
I mean, you are kind of a slave driver. So, I mean, no, I'm just kidding.
If you're talking about my kids, yes.
Yeah, I believe it, man. But it's something that I think it comes from the way actually you do raise your family. Like to raise your kids. They're all involved in these businesses. Mm-hmm. I think I've seen even your youngest daughter, who, what, is like 7?
No, man, my youngest is 4.
4. I've seen her work.
Yeah, her job is just to be cute.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. She's in the videos. Yep. And you're like, okay, she's an actress now.
Yeah.
But
she is amazing.
But a lot of your daughters are working at different ones. So, like, I think your oldest one is kind of the main person at Taste the Asian Food Truck.
Yep, she's operating now. She got a team there now. She's transitioning to... We're trying to push her to run Dragon Bowl. And then after that, my 17-year-old and my 13-year-old, we want them to run the coffee shop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I said, any ideas you want to put on there or you know,
that's who
there?
I see when I go in there.
Yeah. Yeah. My 13-year-old, she's killing it. You know what I mean? She got great customer service. She loves talking to people. She loves making coffee.
If you want to do... training for customer service, get them to work at the bowling alley.
The bowling alley?
Yeah, at 300 Bowl.
Really?
Why? Hey, you know I work nights there, and you learn customer service pretty fast because you get a variety of people that go into a bowling alley.
Really?
Yeah, and especially you're dealing with their shoes.
You know, it's crazy that there's a bowling alley right there, but we rarely go there. We go to Main Event.
Yeah, Main Event's terrible, dude.
Really?
You talking about Bolero?
No.
Are you talking about Times Fair?
Main Event. Main Event has a bowling alley in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know that, but I don't think it's even regulation size. I think it's like a smaller...
I'm not even sure, but it's just because the atmosphere, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
Get you. You have kids.
But
whatever.
Definitely, you think 300 is a good place for family to bowl and everything?
Oh, yeah, just most certainly. The only time I probably would never bring my family there would be if there's a big tournament going on, because...
When do they usually take place?
Oh, those... You just check the calendar. Because a lot of times what happens is the serious bowlers are there and they get annoyed because other people don't know the rules of bowling. Like I remember one time this kid brought a laser pointer. It was some kid, you know, with the family.
Yeah, yeah.
And he kept laser pointing down at the alleys. And this one bowler, I'll never forget because he started going, who the has a laser pointer? Who is it? And it started yelling across the alley. And he's like, if it's one of these kids, I'm going to find them. And of course, when you start threatening kids, you know, quote, I don't know, he didn't say a specific kid.
Yeah.
And the dad immediately goes, who? You talking chalk trash? You know, and then I was like, oh, is there about to be a fight over a laser pointer? This is going to be great. And it's like across the alley. And so it's like, hey, you got to, and that's why I was like, yeah, that's not kid friendly.
You know what? That's crazy. It's just like.
Bowlers are crazy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no, I totally overlook 300 bowl. Really?
That's because you don't care about the community.
I really overlooked 300
Bowl's been here for, I don't know, 50 years or something like that.
Man, I think that we need to have our next team outing at 300 Bowl.
Well, you know, connect with me. I know some people there.
I definitely will. I'm definitely going to.
And there's also Time to Spare, and I like Time to Spare just as much. Actually, no, I like 300 Bowl a lot more. But,
I haven't been there either. My goodness.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying if you're looking for the family thing, Main Event kind of feel, I don't really know because, like, 300 Bowl is more like a league house.
Because we're like this Sunday, I was going to take the team out from the coffee shop to...
what you should do is get the team to make a team for bowling, for the league. So every week, because Southern Star used to do that before they sold out. That was one of my favorite league nights is when the guys from Southern Star would bowl with us.
Okay. That's interesting, yes.
Yeah, because there's like two of the brewmasters and two of the taproom guys. And then Dave, one of the owners, would sub in. So like, we would see him every week. Like, how's Southern Star doing? So
that's good. Okay. That's interesting, yeah. I got to get with you how to form a team, how to organize it, and to play in the league.
Yeah, and you can wear Dragon Ball C shirts.
Yeah.
And
no, that's just like, that'd be a good team building too.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just I love bowling. I can talk about
that.
All day.
I like that idea.
But I mean, that's something that you as a business owner always think about is the team building and getting people excited about coming to work. Because one thing that I really like what you have going on at all three of your places, I feel like if I work there, I'm going to learn how to do everything.
Yeah.
And especially like at the coffee shop, because you don't just do coffee.
No, coffee, I think coffee totally, man, gave me a new perspective. Coffee is not really easy at all. It is.
Well, it's a talent.
Yeah, man.
It's almost like it's a craft, and then you have to have you develop a talent over time. And then what's weird to me, though, that making good coffee is incredibly hard. But I feel like everyone on the other side who are tasting it are making it up. Oh, it's so good. I'm like, no, you don't know. You don't know. It's just coffee.
So today, today, we're trying to get better, because seems like right now.
I just drank your coffee and it was good. So, but like that's the best.
So I made that coffee, dialing the coffee in to get the right extraction. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The right shot when you pull. We are actually we're gonna refresh the team today because I'm bringing in a trainer to come train everybody. When I say everybody, it's like four girls. So it'd be all my daughters, my wife, and Stephanie. So we're definitely going to get them retrained, learn everything, and to be top-notch when it comes to it.
Well, that's what I want to tell folks is, like, y'all should give every one of y'all's places a try. Yeah. So you taste the Asian, Dragon Ball C noodle bar, and then, okay, coffee nampang.
Yep, coffee nampang.
And it's all located around the downtown area.
Yeah.
So
not even a mile apart.
Yeah.
Not even a mile apart. So
what's the real deal, though? Why are you opening all these places? I feel like there's some underground, like, drug ring you're running. Or,
hey, man,
what's the secret?
You know, just trying to smuggle.
What's really going on? Smuggling something?
Just trying to smuggle some people. No, not at all. Well,
when I heard about the coffee shop, I was really excited about that because you're dedicated to this community. And that's what downtown needs is people who are dedicated, and especially creating that atmosphere all across from this street to this street. You can't just have a little corner. You got to have the whole downtown in on it. And that's why I'm excited about the Condor Crossroads coming up, because hopefully that develops more people checking places out.
Yeah.
And also giving you an experience of like, oh, this isn't just going to the corner pub again this weekend. It's like a whole new experience, especially the Lunar Fest you're doing this Saturday starting at 6 p.m. That creates a whole new, you know.
There's a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
Is there?
You got Texas Throwdown, Lone Star Throwdown.
Oh, God.
Yep, Lone Star Throwdown. You got Big Top Festival.
Oh, is that what they're doing over there?
Heritage Place. Then you got our event, our festival, the Lunar New Year. So it's going to be hopefully everybody, inviting everybody in now. After the event, come on through the downtown, have a great time.
You can't have fireworks.
Man, I was definitely trying that last year because of the 4th of July fireworks show in downtown. I was like, can we just have like a little blackjack from, you know, one street to the other street where it can, you know, just start setting off.
Yeah.
Just like a little tradition, but no. We're going to have drums there. We're going to have the lion dance. It's going to be a great time. If you haven't seen a lion dance
kid friendly.
Kid friendly, a free event. Bring everybody. You know what I mean? We're going to have a night market. We're going to have a DJ that's going to be playing music. We're going to have a couple show demonstrating Tai Chi, Kung Fu. And then, of course, the finale is the lion dance that's going to start at 8 o'clock. So no matter what it is, there's a market in downtown in a square, and then there's a market during the day at Heritage Place. So, you know.
And it's all free.
It's all free. A Lone Star Throwdown is not free, though.
But that's not even here in downtown.
No, it's not. But
that thing is nuts.
It's good to bring business here, you know what I mean?
Like, I kind of want to go to Lone Star Throwdown with my Focus. And just like, you know.
You just got
to
lift it up about 24 inches.
Well, what I'll do is I'll open up all the doors while I'm driving in and just sit there like, yeah, guys, what's up?
Or just put it in drive and just walk with the car.
You know, what's hilarious, I can't believe I didn't even connect the dots. Yesterday I was driving down 105 and I saw, I kid you not, because if you don't know what the Lone Star Throwdown, basically it's like a car show, but it's like low riders, trucks.
Yep.
It's just the most intense cars you've ever seen. But yesterday I saw an F-250.
Yeah.
What do they call it when it has a dually?
Yep.
But it was a lowrider.
A lowrider. That's nice.
And I was like, because if people don't know what dualies are, that's the two tires in the back. So it has this wide tire cover. Yes. And I was like, man, someone converted their F-250 into a lowrider? That's insane. But it makes sense. So they're going to the Lone Star Throwdown.
Ooh, I just said the word S.
I didn't hear it.
Okay. Sorry, guys. I'm just excited about this weekend, man. Honestly.
That's good. I'm excited, too. So the main thing is the Lunar Festival is going on tomorrow, and that's going to be happening starting at 6 p.m. free. If you want to come before, they have the Big Top, which is cool, And then it's all happening around, downtown. Yeah. All happening downtown. It's, the Lunar Festival is going to be happening right in front of Dragon Ball Z. So I'll put a link to the Year of the Dragon, which is that's the official name.
Yeah.
And you're going to be doing a lot of giveaways.
We are. So a part of it we're going to be doing this year is we're going to be giving away some lucky envelopes right here. It's going to either be filled with money, some money, or something else, you know what I mean? But you won't know it until you open it. So just want to be able to be a blessing to the community, you know, and make it fun this year. This year we do have a couple shows, like I said, Kung Fu show, Tai Chi show, and then, of course, the Lion Dance. It's going to be a good time. A great experience for those that haven't experienced it before. You don't have to travel to Houston to experience it. Now you have it in your backyard. So, yeah, I'm excited about that, to be able to bring that here.
That's awesome, man. I'm excited, too, because I actually am going to come.
I hope so.
I can come.
Hope so.
I have no excuse.
We're going to create a team, too, because you brought that idea, a team, make a team for a league. We're definitely going to do that. I want to do some more cooking challenges, too, because we did a cooking challenge, a queso challenge competition at Southern Star.
That was rigged.
No, it was not rigged. It was not rigged. I'm going to tell you that.
I guess it's not really appropriate to talk about. What is going on at Southern Star? Because I saw a thing on their deal saying the tap room is going to be closed, but I was like, does that mean they're closed?
Man.
Or does that mean, because they still have the outside, and the weather is getting beautiful now. And I was like, so that means, when I go there, they're not open at all? Like, they're not doing the outside thing? Because they have a cool little outside.
Yeah, they do. I'm so
out of the
loop.
I was so confused.
Usually I hear this and I hear that, but I kind of been so busy where...
Well, you have three restaurants.
Yeah, I just
technically
kind of mind my own business.
And you're raising a family.
Focus for all my business.
And you're smuggling people.
That's
a lot of people.
So that takes a lot of work, you know what I mean?
There's a lot of things.
Trying not to get caught. So...
Okay, I got to ask you this, because one thing I love about you is you're not afraid to defend your businesses and the people you love. I love it. And what is the craziest complaint you ever got at one of these places? Because you're very active on
There's a lot. There's a lot. And I kind of like, you know.
Because the easy ones are everyone complains about is like the price. Or, you know, like, but has there ever been like, oh, they gave me an allergy or something? I don't know.
Here's the thing. First thing, you know, in the restaurant business, I want people to understand, and it's just in general, that you might not know what restaurant's going through, because I remember we got this complaint about, oh, they're looking at us like they're rushing us to order. Dude, we're not looking at you like we're rushing you to order. We're actually, they're trained to where once you put in an order, the deep fryer, the cook will stand right there by the front and look at the order window. So as soon as you punch it in, if they don't press enter, it won't get to their screen. The cook station.
Yeah.
So they'll just look at it, and once they see it, they'll run back there and make the order. You know what I mean? They want to get it in and out as quick as possible. So some people get the wrong impression where, oh, they're rushing me. They're not rushing you. I think you walked in with a bat or energy already was, you know, expecting something. And people.
One thing, too, I will say about the noodle bar is it's all about the process, right?
Yeah.
And what I think a lot of patrons don't realize is there's limited space in there. So if you walk in not knowing what you want to order, you're basically holding up the line immediately because you can only fit like three people in line until you're hitting the back wall. And that's one thing I hate about when I go in there and they're like, what do I want? I'm like, well, can I get in front of you so I can order? Because I know what I want and you're clearly not knowing what you want. And
yeah,
And that's probably why they feel rushed, because everyone behind them is like, can you order already? Jesus.
Man, not just only that. I remember that when that review happened was we were only had a 2-man show, you know what I mean? People didn't show up to work. That's why we put that post out. We were like looking for people to help replacing, knowing how to, you know, we were trying to create 18 player. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't have 18 players yet.
Especially with what
we will.
I think a lot of problems that people have, especially like the traditional sense of a restaurant. And then especially in the last 10 years, everything's kind of shifting at restaurants. Yeah. You don't have the traditional hostess, you know, that kind of thing. And like y'all's is, to me, y'all are basically like a pop-up shop almost, because it is a tight spot.
It is tight.
And you're making this menu, and it's like, how do you do this in this little space? but you're making it work. And I think a lot of people's expectations, especially at like taste the, like people go to food trucks, they have a different expectation than they would if they went to like Applebee's or something.
Yep.
But then especially at the coffee shop, it's a coffee shop. Mm-hmm. So you can hang out there all day.
Yep.
And it's not like you have a waiter. And so it's like a different experience. And I think people aren't used to it yet, especially here in the Montgomery County area. So they're like, they apply anything. Like, oh, I want
to. They do. Like, and I'll say this.
I think it's fast food.
I'll say people have patience because, you know, we're fortunate to have this in downtown Conroe. We know we wanted it in downtown to share this with everybody here. But don't look at it where, oh, they get upset where, man, I can't believe they're sharing the seating areas in a bar. You know what I mean? Well, did you know that that bar is history also? You know
what
I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
There's history in that seating
area. It's unique. I like it.
But, you know, who cares? Just being able to have that space that you don't have to sit outside and eat in the heat when it's summertime. We're fortunate, you know, we're happy that they're able to share that space with us, but just understand that, you know, come in there, understand that we're a small location. We're not this big noodle shop like, you know, some of the Virginia out there.
Or you can be like me and just get it to go.
You can do that too. Just understand before you come there, don't get upset, you know, come for the experience, you know. And don't be so quick to.
Well, I think in the restaurant business too, when you try to be unique, you expose yourself for more criticism because people have that expectation.
They do. Not,
like they're like, if your food's different than other places, it's like this isn't like a McDonald's knockoff. You know, mm-hmm. It's our take on noodle bar.
Yeah. So,
and you know, because I'm not a pho guy at all, and I was like, because when I go, I always get your go-go noodles, but I change it up every time I get a different type of noodle.
We try to be more of a noodle bar and an experience where we make different types of noodle. We do offer a whole variety of noodle when it comes to, you know.
Well, everyone's favorite is those egg rolls.
Those egg rolls, yeah.
Because you have a good variety of different, you have dessert egg rolls, which is wild to me. But
We are coming out with more stuff. We do have plans on expanding, but, you know.
Well, and I will tell folks this. This is one thing I love about certain restaurants is I don't feel like Cisco is coming to your place of business every week, giving you everything to make.
No.
Like, y'all make a lot of things on
so
your
we
own.
Do, so we order it just enough because, like I said, we have a tight spot. We can't overstock.
Yeah.
We have to just.
Well, I'm at more of like, because there's certain restaurants, like, for example, like an Applebee's.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is already pre-made.
Yeah.
And it's just a process they have down there. It isn't like someone's breading all the chicken tenders.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I'm pretty sure Applebee's they don't.
So we definitely make everything on the spot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's what I meant when I said this is good.
And here's another thing too. If we have limited space and if you don't like where you're sitting, you're always welcome to take the food.
To go
and sit at the coffee shop. And not just only that, if you go to the coffee shop, we'll
Can you go to Foss?
You can too. You can go to Foss. Foss will allow that.
That's a bar too, though.
Yeah. Man. No, they're great neighbors. Big shout out to Foz.
No, I'm talking about the people complaining. I don't want to eat my food in a bar.
No, man. There's just understand.
Take it to Red Brick. They'll be real happy.
No,
to have
don't
it.
Do that. Don't do that. But the coffee shop, if you order, we'll deliver the food to you to the coffee shop. It's just right around the corner.
You won't deliver it to me here though.
No, that's not around the corner.
Yeah, it's not around the corner. But no, I just it's funny how you really have to celebrate having a business in downtown or in Conroe, like your own business. And y'all are celebrating this Saturday with the Lunar Festival or Lunar New Year and family friendly. Y'all do events like this all the time.
All the time. We don't want to just be a restaurant and just, you know, oh, you come in and get food. We actually want to do festivals. We want to do events. We want to bring.
Well, that's what the unique situation y'all are in with having all the places in downtown work together. Because I think downtown really works together on this kind of stuff. And it creates that unique visit every time.
Yeah.
Because I've been in downtown for 10 years, and every day doesn't feel the same.
No.
Especially like today. Like I drove, I had no idea the Big Top was coming. I'm like, oh, they're doing something cool. Well, and
when you have businesses that enjoy collaborating with each other, you know what I mean? Things like this happen, you know what I mean? We love the collaboration. Like, we have a festival this Saturday. Next month, you have Foss with their Lagerfest.
Yeah.
Which is incredible, you know what I mean? And then there's another.
Is that the 4th?
I believe. I'm not sure, but I know it's in March. But
no, that's March 30th.
In April, they have another festival. And then, you know, you got the Freedom Fest that 202. Ourself, we collaborate with that. The whole downtown collaborate with that. And then you know, we had the Halloween show, but I think this year we're going to collaborate with another company, which is going to be huge this year. I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Well, you're all about dressing up.
Yeah.
So
we're hoping that happens, but you know, this festival this year we had a lot of help. You know what I mean? We really enjoy. And I got to give a big shout out, if it's okay, to our sponsor.
Oh yeah, you have a sponsor for this event.
Big shout out to Texas First Bank for always being there for us. You know, that's who we bank with. Family owned bank, and we enjoy them a lot. Excalibur Pest Control, great
I love
guy.
Craig over there.
Yeah, man, Craig is amazing. He take care of all.
You know,
our
I went
business.
To high school with him.
No way.
All right, you went to high school with my older brother.
I was like, you guys aren't the same age.
No, I've known him for a long time though.
Craig
Williams over there.
Family is amazing, man. They're great people. Excalibur Pest Control, Douglas Paint and Body. Marco's a great guy, great company. Marco's Pizza out in Conroe. Color Tech Direct, who's doing the printing and everything for us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're amazing. You know, of course, Tasty Asian also, they help sponsor. So, you know, we sponsor our own event too. But it's good to...
Is the food truck going to be there?
The food truck will not be there.
Because I feel like there's no more food trucks in downtown anymore.
No more. I don't want
to
bring a food truck
there.
The mafia
got to you.
Maybe. Possible. I can't say.
Yeah.
Can't say. Don't want to put anybody
out
there.
I love it. But, no, now you have, I like that because you worked with, now you have Dragon Ball C, so deal with it. and I encourage everyone to follow Son on his social media, follow Taste the Asian social media, follow Dragon Ball C, follow the coffee shop, Café Nampong. I'll put all the links to these places in the description. So there's a lot of information there. But, I really encourage people to follow them because you will be amazed at what y'all do every day in the community and for the food and always coming up with something different. So I would recommend, I like getting the mama noodles at Taste the Asian. They all have a sampler kind of thing that I love to get at Taste the Asian. Do y'all not have anyone?
Yeah, we do have the sampler. We have the sampler.
I mean, that sounds so cliche, but it has
you get a little bit
of
everything. Yeah, you get a little bit of everything. And talking about that, food truck, our new food truck, Frying Me Crazy, is going to be doing...
Wait, you're starting a new food truck?
We have a new food truck.
Called Frying Me Crazy.
Frying Me Crazy. Yeah, so we're dishing out gourmet sliders. We have 5 variation of sliders that we're doing.
Where is this? Is this over where Taste the Asian is?
This is going to be an event-only truck. Yeah. So we're
going to
be at
you.
Montgomery High School for some dance competition this Saturday. We're going to bring it out there, but that's going to be our first event.
I got to try that out.
Oh, and you know, Dragon Ball is doing pop-up, too. So now we're doing pop-up as well, too, Dragon Ball. So if you want us to do a pop-up at a brewery or your spot, you know, send us a message. We'd love to do a pop-up over there. Because the first pop-up we did was at Hop Scholar Sabbatical.
Yeah.
Heard of it?
I've heard of Hop Scholar.
Amazing place. Big shout out to
Todd. Where's that place?
On Rayford Sawdust.
Okay.
Yeah, that was an amazing place.
Oh, I've been there.
Man.
They do trivia and stuff there.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been there.
We did the comedy night over there.
Oh, cool.
Amazing. Amazing. And then, you know, of course, the firm is going to be participating in the Chinese Lunar New Year, too.
Oh, cool.
They're going to have a tent out there.
Some mead?
Yep.
Some mead?
Big shout out to them.
Do they even make mead in China?
Man, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's
going to be a fun event, man.
The Lion Dance performers are going to be Elise, Golden Dragon, Houston, Texas. Tai Chi is going to be performed by Lotus Tai Chi. Out in the Woodlands, and the Kung Fu demonstration is going to be by Iron Wire Martial Arts. If you want to know what type of Kung Fu, if you watch Kill Bill or 36 Chambers Shaolin, those are the Kung Fu they're going to be demoing. So
okay.
I'm excited about that. And are you going to be out there live broadcasting too?
I don't know. Depends on how much fun I want to have.
You should. Hey, you remember back in the days you did that little skit with Bruce and Taylor and them? Remember that? It was a Halloween thingy?
Oh, the video?
Yeah. Oh, where's the video? I've never seen the video.
I gave it to Taylor.
It never released.
He didn't like it, I guess.
Bro.
I mean, that's what you get when you don't pay me. So. I'm just kidding. I did that for fun.
Man, that was amazing.
But yeah, no, I mean, what's funny about that kind of stuff is I always love, it's kind of like a passion of mine is photography and film, but like that takes so much time to, especially today, like to make stories and TikToks. I can't imagine being in it. Like when Gio, that dude, I mean, like he does that. And it's amazing what he does. I'm like, this guy's creative as hell. And I do not want to do that. So
Gio is very talented, man. I love his editing. I love his style. Man, I just happy to have them to be a part of the team, man. You know, they definitely helped out us a lot.
Well, Son, thank you so much for coming in and being on the morning show, Morning's the Lone Star. I do want to remind folks that this Saturday at 6 p.m., it is the Lunar New Year Festival. That's probably not the right name.
That is. No, you got it.
Dragon Ball Z. It's free for everybody, all ages, and kid-friendly. It starts at 6 p.m. right there in front of Dragon Ball Z. I put more information on the event below. And then I also want to remind folks that anyone can be a guest on my morning show. As you can see, Son is here. Anyone can be a guest. And just reach out to Lone Star Community Radio, irlonestar.com. We're going to get back to some music, so stick around. See you later.